The acting police chief for the city of Sonora's police department, Taru Vanderwill, is joining us in studio on this weekend's Motherlode Views. I'm PJ Hansen, your host. Acting Chief Vanderwill, next thing I want to ask you about is during the first segment when you ended, you talked about some of the changes being looked at. One of them is in relation to looking at the issue of parking. So could you elaborate just a little bit more on where you were kind of going with that topic?
Sure. Parking has been a pretty hot topic in Sonora for quite some time, both among the local merchants and as well as the community. So we try to adjust our efforts to, make a reasonable enforcement effort rather than a strict enforcement effort. So we've basically asked our parking enforcement personnel to be a little more
lenient.
lenient, but more issue those citations that actually interfere with other people's ability to park and use those spaces, and or obviously the red zone violations, the fire zones, handicap parking. We still strictly enforce those. But if someone's slightly out of a marked space and they're not interfering with somebody else's ability to use another space, we're limiting those type of citations.
Yeah, I remember, and correct me if I'm wrong, it was a couple years ago with budget cuts or so forth that there was very little parking enforcement downtown. Then there was, was it the point that got maybe a little bit too far that there was some complaints, and now it's kind of going back to a more middle level?
Absolutely, yeah. We were without a parking enforcement officer for several years, and the complaints did go up. And so once we did get a parking enforcement officer back on our roster, they noticed a drastic change in parking enforcement, so that created a lot of concern and complaints from the community. So we've tried to meet a middle ground of reasonable enforcement there.
What type of crime trends are you noticing right now in the city of Sonora?
Crime trends. We're fortunate in this community to live in a region that enjoys some of the lowest crime rates in California, and by region I mean Alpine, Amador, Calaveras, Mariposa, Tuolumne counties. So overall, in California, we're doing pretty good. However, with the Proposition 47 and AB 109. Passing, that resulted in a lot of our felony crimes to be redesignated as misdemeanors. So with that, we're seeing a lot more criminal activity that normally would have been felony is now being dealt with as a misdemeanor, where someone would normally go to jail for something for maybe quite some time, they'll now get a citation for it. So a lot of those crimes involve thefts and larcenies. Statewide, our crime is up 8 to 12% since 2011 and the passing of AB 109. But our local community, we haven't seen a great increase on the violent crimes as much of the state has seen, but we have seen a significant increase in the larceny crimes, such as burglaries, vehicle thefts, shoplifting.
Any other just general thoughts on crime in the city, or that you're concerned about at all looking ahead?
Again, with the larceny crimes being very high as a community, we need to be extra vigilant about what's going on around us. And it's going to take the entire community to be involved in crime prevention. It's extremely important for people to take those extra steps to safeguard their belongings, such as locking doors, using security cameras, alarms, and the such. Another highly effective way to increase safety and security in our community is to partner with law enforcement, like I spoke with earlier. One way to do that is getting involved in neighborhood watch groups. And also, you've heard, if you see something, say something. It's very important to report suspicious activity. Don't rely on somebody else to see it or report it. Make that call. And to keep a watch out for our neighbors. We're going to have to rely on the community's help to address these issues.
It, being in the city of Sonora, you talked about neighborhood watch. Is the city in a little bit better of a competitive position as a place like way out in the outer skirts of the county where it's kind of closer together? There's more neighborhoods in the city limits that it's good to meet with your neighbors and everybody look out for each other?
Well, when you have the closer proximity type neighborhoods, there's a more effective way to deal with community policing and neighborhood watch groups. It's absolutely possible out in the county as well, but yes, we do have an advantage with the rural neighborhoods.
What would you say are the drugs of choice right now in the city of Sonora from seeing it from a law enforcement perspective?
Drugs of choice are marijuana and heroin. You know, and advocates for legalization of marijuana would probably disagree with me, but you know, I absolutely believe that marijuana is a gateway drug. As many people as I've contacted over my years in law enforcement who are using heavy drugs do or have used marijuana. That's not to say that everybody who uses marijuana is going to end up using heroin. But those who use heroin have used marijuana.
You know, now that we are past the first of the year with the legalization of marijuana, you know, what has kind of changed from a law enforcement perspective on that end, from a police officer's perspective?
You know, we can anticipate issues with DUI enforcement. I think that's the biggest concern among my law enforcement partners is how to deal with the impaired driving of marijuana. Now, DUI, driving under the influence, has for a long time included alcohol and or drugs. However, we don't have a way to measure THC in the bloodstream, nor do we have a state-approved or recognized amount of THC that would be identified as illegal, such as alcohol, is 0.08 or above. We don't have that here available in California. And I believe we're probably a couple years out on our ability to measure that and or identify what that limit is. So we would have to rely completely on objective symptoms and identifying that impairment through roadside field sobriety.
Seems like that's got to be a challenge.
It's definitely going to be a challenge, yes.
Talking to Tru Vanderweel, the acting police chief for the city of Sonora on this weekend's Motherlode Views. From a law enforcement perspective, too, with the legalization of marijuana, I know it is illegal in certain areas. Like you can't just, I assume, walk through downtown Sonora and smoke marijuana, or am I wrong on that type of thing? Is it certain areas where people have to be?
That's correct. Even though recreational use is now legal, you cannot smoke in public or within 1,000 feet of a school or daycare center when children are present. You also can't smoke and drive, such as, like alcohol. Open container is an open container. Smoking and driving is just like drinking and driving. So those are some of the issues that maybe everyone isn't completely clear on.
I also want to ask you, you mentioned heroin being the other drug of choice right now. It seems like in the city of Sonora, has that been a relatively recent thing? Or because I remember it seems like about 4 or 5 years ago, methamphetamine being the one that everybody was talking about.
Yes. When I started 19 years ago, methamphetamine was, in fact, the drug of choice in this area. We saw a transition to prescription drug abuse, primarily oxycodone and hydrocodone. Once California tightened up their guidelines on distributing those pharmaceuticals, it seemed that heroin took over from there because as an opiate, it would supplement their addiction to those prescription pills that they had been taken before. It's everywhere. It's a horribly addictive drug, and we're seeing more of it these days than ever before.
Yeah, I have no idea on the production of heroin. Is it something that's coming from outside the area or something that's made locally at times? Do you have any idea?
My understanding is that most of the heroin we're seeing is coming from out of the area.
Mm-hmm. We need to take one more break. We're talking with the acting police chief for the city of Sonora on this weekend's Motherlode Views, Tarue Vanderwill. We'll return with our final segment in just a minute. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small.